The Philadelphia school's funding crisis is driving lots of turnover, especially at the top. Over the past 2 years, more than 100 principals have left the district, creating an even rockier road for students, parents, and teachers, as WHYY's Kevin McCrory reports.
Philadelphia School Superintendent William Height has had to interview a lot of principals lately.
One of my questions to them is, why on earth would anyone want to be a principal in our district at this time?
It's a good question. Between retirements, resignations, and terminations, Philly principals have been leaving in droves. 47 schools will receive new principals this year. Last year, it was 58. The district has a little over 200 schools.
Those numbers are really pretty startling.
Tara Lynn McCormick's son is a junior at the Creative and Performing Arts High School, which will begin the year with its fourth principal in 2 years.
To me, it's just mind-boggling. Like, how could there be any kind of focus on improvement? I mean, it just can't happen with that kind of turnover. You need a steady state at these schools.
Those angling to fill one of the vacancies this year needed to prove to Height that they were unafraid of being held accountable for student performance, even while budgets were being slashed to skeletal levels.
We're not letting anyone off the hook simply because this is a tough climate. Our children still need to learn to read. They still need to learn to communicate and write and do math. And so we have to hold people accountable to do that.
Both this year and last, Height has decided to fill the large majority of vacancies with first-time principals. He's been especially willing to take a chance on young teachers, eager to assume the top job.
For someone like me, that was a no-brainer.
Richard Sharon, 33, arrived in Philadelphia this summer a stranger to the city. After 12 years of teaching in Maryland, Sharon wanted to transition to administration, but chances for advancement there were relatively scarce. By comparison, Philadelphia, with its perpetual bounty of openings, looked like the land of opportunity.
In all honesty, I was either going to stay in Maryland and remain comfortable, or I was going to make the leap and take the principal offer here in Philadelphia.
Height selected Sharon to take the helm at the High School of the Future in West Philly. He'll be the third principal there in as many years.
A lack of resources or, you know, a budget crunch is not something I'm afraid of. What I did want to know more was, how is it affecting the lives of the children, and what is that doing in terms of the schools?
Although he admits he's anxious about the school opening, he's confident enough in his abilities that he's flying his parents to Philadelphia to see his first day of school as a principal.
Yes, I do have some nervousness, but it's more the anxiety, that calm before the storm.
Hiring Sharon, a young outsider, rubs some in the city's education community the wrong way. Robert McGrogan is president of the Administrators Union.
The district is dismissing the talented workforce that has been loyal and allegiant to them for a number of years by looking for people from outside the district or who have no administrative experience in schools.
Because Sharon comes from Maryland, Height's old stomping grounds, his hire also elicits cries of cronyism, a criticism Height dismisses.
This is not about cronyism. This is about getting individuals into roles that will move the needle on student performance.
Height has recruited much of the district's top talent from the other side of the Mason-Dixon line.
We're looking everywhere for great talent. It just so happens that Maryland is a high-performing state. It led the country in education outcomes for 4 years. And so naturally that becomes a place that we are interested in attracting talent from.
Last year, of the 37 first-time principals that Height hired, 5 didn't keep their jobs. 2 didn't make it to Halloween. Although he admits some hiring missteps, all in all, Height defended those numbers.
Many districts struggle with retaining principals who are new to that role. The fact that 32 of the 37 individuals that we selected a year ago are still here, that speaks to some of the support that we have put in place for these new principals.
Richard Sharon says he wants to put down roots here. He says if you can make it in Philadelphia, if you can help students here, despite the deplorable lack of resources, you're proving that you can perform at the pinnacle of your profession.
After going through this, the only people who are going to be left are the people who are competent, people who are capable, and the people who are dedicated. And I'm just proud that I get the opportunity to be one of those people.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.